we are talking outdoor living this hour at Rosie on the House. But a lot of times what's living outside, you don't want inside. Especially if you got pets that like to drag stuff in from the yard or out from the walk. A layer of Bonide's 8 will kill any insect on contact and protect for up to 30 days. You can use it as a barrier around your home, eliminate any kind of living creature that might be on your animals. And you can find it all over the state, including Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Treeland Nurseries if you're in the Mesa area for Flagstaff in northern Arizona, Violas right on Route 66. Ticks, fleas, ants, anything that crawls or creeps. You can apply Bonide's 8, family made in America.
Now we're talking about living outside, and you're going to bump into a couple of them critters outside. So let's see what we can do about eliminating so we can enjoy the maximum amount of benefit and enjoyment out of each of one of your backyards. We've got Travis calling from Tucson. Let's take him real quick, and then we'll get to our guest Tony Schindler from Patio Furniture in Scottsdale talking about trends in outdoor decorating and accessorizing. Travis, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House, my friend.
How are you today?
Couldn't be better. We like to say fantabulous.
Cheers. The reason I was calling is my backyard butts up to an alleyway that I would assume the city uses for the utility drive.
Okay.
And there's some mesquite trees that are growing on the other side of my masonry wall.
Okay.
I haven't taken them down because they actually provide a lot of shade and they look nice. But the problem is they're growing so close to the wall, they're lifting up the footing that the masonry wall is built on. So it's starting to cause structural damage to the masonry wall.
Mm-hmm.
But these trees aren't actually on my property.
Yeah.
How
close to the wall are they, Travis?
They're within 2 feet.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, there isn't going to be we can manipulate roots in, out, and away from causing structural damage, but not within 2 feet of the tree trunk itself. I understand they're not on your property. I understand you may not have full jurisdiction of being able to go over there and trim them or eliminate them, but you need to talk to whoever is in charge of those trees. They will continue doing damage to your wall. There are tree laws in Arizona that actually there's attorneys that specialize in it, what you can or cannot trim both above the dirt line as well as below the dirt line. We tell people if you're trimming the roots of a tree, they need to be smaller than the diameter of your wrist, and they need to be a minimum of 5 feet away from the trunk of the tree. If they are those two, if you can meet those two criteria, you can probably trim the roots, stop the growth, stop the damage, and then put in a root barrier, and the tree will probably survive. But 2 feet from the trunk, there isn't anything we're going to be able to do. I'm sorry to report that. Find out who owns the trees and see if you can eliminate them, or you'll continue to have the structural damage.
And if it's a block wall on the way back outside of the house, you could, in that area, take the wall down to it, build a clean out so it's got a header over it, and then stack the bricks so you'd have a little exposed area on the bottom, but that would give the roots room to grow without heaving your block wall.
That's one option. Absolutely. All right, let's bring in Mr. Tony. Tony, thanks for joining us. We've never met before today, and it's ironic because I'm in your store fairly often.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Tony, talk about patio furniture. We had a show last week on pavers and what you could do to hardscape beautify your backyard. Once we've got that visually in place and it's all down, I mean, we're turning outdoor spaces into living rooms anymore.
Absolutely. There's definitely been a trend over the last several years of people moving more and more outdoors and continuing to take their indoor decorating outside and making their outdoor area an extension of their home.
What's the history of patio? And it's P-A-D-D-Y-O, patio furniture. What's the history of the store?
Well, I started the company back in 1988, and we started out actually manufacturing patio furniture from PVC pipe.
Like Schedule 40?
Yeah, it was Schedule 40.
Inch and a half diameter and
was inch and
webbing
a quarter.
And all of that?
Yeah, pretty much. There okay. was a there was a special formula where it was a little shinier and didn't have all that nice blueprint on it. But.
Okay, all right. So you start with PVC manufactured furniture here in the Valley.
Correct.
Okay, and you're distributing that solely yourself, or are you distributing it through other distributors?
Yeah, no, it was strictly direct to the consumer.
Okay.
And we were making our own cushions and support systems and umbrellas and things like that.
And how did that evolve?
Well, eventually we figured out that we maybe needed to have a little broader arrangement, so we started bringing in other materials and other products and found it a little bit easier to pull stuff out of a box than to make it from scratch.
Now, the first time I became aware of your store was relatively close proximity to my home, and it was right there at Scottsdale and Thunderbird. You went into a warehouse right there with nice frontage on Scottsdale Road. Now you've moved up Scottsdale Road up by basically the 101, right?
Yeah, we're just Frank south Road, right? of the 101 by Mayo Boulevard. Yeah. We're between Schumacher, Mercedes, and the Whole Foods location there.
And what are y'all moving a lot of right now? What are the trends?
Well, the trend is definitely outdoor living rooms, and fire pits are very much a big part of that. Again, playing on this extension of taking the inside out. And TVs are becoming more and more prevalent outside, and people just living like they live inside but living outdoors.
And you've got the PVC furniture. You've got metal furniture. What else is moving a lot right now?
Yeah, metal is always the aluminum products, wrought iron products are always one of the core patio furniture things. But woven goods, which are resin products that look like wicker, rattan, these types of things are very popular today.
And how durable are they? I like the weight of wicker. You build a cushion, it can be very comfortable. But I think of wicker, and I think, gosh, that's something that's just going to fall apart every couple of years in Arizona.
No, not at all. It's something that we've had in the market for 10 years here, and it's made of HDPE, which is high-density polyethylene, and it has a lot of UV inhibitors in it. It performs very, very well in our climate.
Not so hot as like an aluminum chair, right?
Correct. A little cooler to the touch, and it takes moisture very well, so it's easy to clean and just gives you a variety of different looks. Again, being able to take that indoor look and put it outside.
Now you've got the old vinyl webbing for mm-hmm. seating cushions, for seating options. Then you've got almost like the shade screen material that you could be sitting on, and then you've got the full cushion environment.
Correct. Yeah, there's strap, which isn't so popular anymore because that those vinyl straps can get very hot in Arizona, in particular, very sticky.
You only need the back side of your thigh pinched by those one or two times, and you start looking for a different option.
You're right. Yeah, several years back, sling furniture, which is the mesh material that you're referring to.
Really, okay, sling.
Yeah, sling. Okay. That really took over that market, and now it's evolved into where they even have a padded sling, which is a sling with a little bit of quilting built into it to add a little bit of comfort to that.
No reason not to be as comfortable in an outside chair or recliner as you are inside the house.
Absolutely. In fact, I think outdoor furniture offers some, extra special things that most indoor furniture doesn't, with the swivel, the rocking, the gliding. Those types of features aren't too typically found inside, but are often found outside.
Now, you were talking about fire pits. You're talking about self-contained fire pits that are available at the store?
How
about if I don't have natural gas at my house?
They run on propane, just like your barbecue, and they're self-contained units. They're mobile, which is nice. You can move them from one part of the yard to the next, depending on the season, and a variety of different shapes and sizes and all kinds of different looks and designs to those.
What do y'all offer in the store in the way of accomplishing any shade at all?
Well, umbrellas are always popular, and over the last decade or so, the cantilever-style umbrellas, which are on a corner unit and come up over the top of furniture so that the post of the umbrella doesn't need to be in the center of it, are extremely popular right now.
How are those held down?
They have huge weights on them, anywhere from 200 to 300 pounds.
You just fill it with
pounds.
Water? Or is it...
We use sand.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than using water. It's heavier and just a little bit less maintenance involved.
A coming monsoon, you're going to have one to fold it up and collapse it.
Correct.
Absolutely. How about, do you mist any of those?
There is a product by Mist America that can be added on to umbrellas. That's not something we've done a lot of. It's a fairly new thing.
Okay.
You know, staying cool in the Arizona summer is always a tricky proposition.
It is, but shade will take 20 degrees off immediately.
Absolutely.
If you're 109 standing out in the sun unprotected, just putting a shade over you, you're now below 90.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then we put a misting system on you, and if the relative humidity is something below 30%, we're going to cool you about another 10 to 12 degrees. All of a sudden, you're down in the mid to low 70s, high 70s. Now you're comfortable, right?
Absolutely.
Now I can read that book, right? How about your backyard? What's in your backyard?
I've got a curved sectional sofa, which is also very popular now. These deep seating groupings where people, again, are moving their living room outside and creating conversation areas. I have three teenagers and an 18-month-old, so we have our hands full. And they all have iPads and iPods and all these different things, and you know, getting outside is our opportunity to get everybody kind of unplugged and relaxing outside. So we try to create a conversation area around a fire pit and just get the kids out and get them away from their technology and enjoying the outdoors a little.
What have y'all done in the way of accomplishing any kind of shade?
Well, same thing. The cantilever is excellent. The cantilever umbrellas, they're mobile, so you can adjust with the sun and the pitch of the sun. And they have the ability to tilt and really put the shade where it is. When you have an umbrella in a table, the shade is often cast far away from where you're actually sitting. So the cantilever gives you the ability to come up on over the top and actually put the shade where you want it.
Yeah, swing it where you want, right? What's your feeling on misting systems? And this isn't anything we even talked about in the pre-interview.
Well, I think misting systems are great, and you know, obviously if you can get some temperature control out there, whether it's through a misting system when it's warm or heaters when it's cool, again, that's similar to the pool covers. You're extending your season by doing that, and so I think there's a lot of interest in those types of things.
Our back patio faces due west. I'll never do that again. My back patio is always going to face north as long as my house is in Maricopa County. But we drop roll-down sunscreens, and then we turn the misting system on, and then we turn the ceiling fans on, then we turn the TV on, and then we turn the barbecue on, and that back patio then becomes literally an overflow room for the house.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking I'm growing away from misting systems, though. I think I like the big evap coolers and just turn the big fans on. It's a lot more wind, but I keep having to come to your store and get that. Our furniture is that dark brown anodized bone.
Mm-hmm.
And with the misting systems leaving the little bit of deposit on it all the time, I'm constantly having to run up to your store and buy that refinishing product.
Yeah, the 303 cleaning product is a great product, but you're right. Once you start going down that path, it's a big job.
It makes it absolutely look like brand new furniture. My wife loves it. She's out there doing it all the time. I said, honey, it's outdoor furniture. Honey, it's outdoor furniture. All right, when we get back, we'll be wrapping up this particular show on keeping up with latest outdoor funds. We're talking misting systems, fire pits. We're talking about built-in seating. We're talking about accessory seating. We're talking about solar-safe pool covers and anything you'd like to talk about at 1-888-767-4348.